BBC News with Julie Candler. A former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Nawaz Sharif, has joined supporters of his Muslim League party in street celebrations, following early indications that it will be the largest in Parliament after Saturday's election. Speaking in his home city of Lahore, he told the BBC that he was determined to meet the huge challenges facing Pakistan and to bring about change.
That is what the people voted us for. So we are the change. And the people have shown their confidence in us. They have expressed their confidence in us. They know that we have changed this country in the past. We've done it. We've shown it to the people of this country. And we will do it in the future as well.
A senior official of the party of former cricket star Imran Khan, which previously had no parliamentary seats, said it had emerged as the second largest national party. The authorities in Turkey say at least 40 people have been killed by two car bomb explosions near the border with Syria. More than 100 others were wounded in the blasts. Judy Sabral reports from Istanbul.
The bombs struck at the heart of Reyhanlı, a town close to the Syrian border. One car was parked outside the post office and another sandwiched between a municipal building and police headquarters. The area hosts an estimated 25,000 Syrian refugees and is a sensitive place in terms of Turkish support for the Syrian opposition. Syrians seek safety here, and if this attack was carried out by their aggressor, they will feel extremely nervous about what happened, as will the Turkish public, who have largely been against Turkish involvement in the Syrian conflict.
Egypt says it's arrested three members of an al-Qaeda-linked militant group accused of planning a series of suicide bombings in Cairo and Alexandria. The Interior Minister, Mohamed Ibrahim, said the targets included a Western embassy and the plot was in its final stages. He said police had found 10 kilograms of chemicals that could be used to make explosives and a computer containing bomb-making instructions. Two astronauts from the International Space Station made a rare emergency spacewalk on Saturday to investigate a possible ammonia leak from the station's cooling system. From Washington, Jane O'Brien reports.
Flakes of ammonia coolant were spotted drifting into space on Thursday, prompting the most hastily planned spacewalk in NASA history. It's thought the damage may have been caused by a small meteorite or other debris, but the two astronauts who used probing mirrors to inspect the area found no sign of any leak. Mission Control said the incident was a mystery, but still asked the astronauts to replace the 117-kilogram pump control box that remains the most likely source of the trouble. Officials described the leak as serious, but said there was no risk to the crew on board the International Space Station.
World News from the BBC. State of security officials in Bulgaria say they've seized 350,000 fake ballot papers a day before parliamentary elections. Prosecutors said the ballots were found at a printing house owned by a member of the centre-right Jeb party, which lost power in February after protests against poor living standards and corruption. No party is expected to win a majority in Sunday's election, which will be closely monitored by the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Two demonstrations have been held in Libreville, the capital of Gabon, to protest against a rise in ritual killings. Activists say there have been at least 20 ritual killings this year, mostly of young girls whose mutilated bodies have been found washed up on the beach. A hospital in Kuwait has hailed as a miracle the birth of a baby boy while his mother was clinically dead. The hospital's director said a 9-month pregnant woman from the Philippines was brought in suffering from extremely high blood pressure. Doctors performed an emergency C-section without anaesthetic after her heart stopped. To their surprise, they were able to revive the mother after the baby was delivered. In football, Wigan Athletic have caused a huge upset in the English FA Cup final by beating the favourites Manchester City 1-0. Substitute Ben Watson scored the winning goal in the 91st minute to win the cup for the first time in Wigan's history. Joe Wilson reports.
In the late 1970s, Wigan Athletic were a non-league club. In the mid-1990s, they struggled even to attract 2,000 supporters to their home games. Now, they are FA Cup winners. It is a story to breathe new life into the reputation of the old competition. And on the day at Wembley, it was entirely deserved. Wigan's transformation has been overseen and financed by Dave Whelan, a footballer-turned-businessman. He broke his leg in the 1960 Cup final at Wembley, and now watched Wigan triumph at the scene of his greatest adversity.
BBC News.